Chapter 17. The Major waited until he had left the Special Forces Club before making two phone calls. The first was to a former MI5 high flyer who had left under a cloud, and he arranged to meet her within the hour. He hoped that she might have an idea who Martin Hurst was working for. The second call was to Debbie Gilmore, who worked in the SAS's admin office, as well as being married to one of the regiment's sergeant majors.
"Debbie, I need a favour," he said. "Can you see if the regiment has an up-to-date address for one Martin Hurst? He left a couple of years ago."
"No problem," she said, and he heard the tapping of her fingers on her keyboard. "Here we go. Looks as if he's still at his Hereford address."
"What's his family situation?"
"Married with a 6-year-old daughter."
"Excellent. Thanks so much. Could you be an angel and send me the details in a text?"
Debbie said she would, and she was as good as her word. 30 seconds later, his phone beeped, and he had the address and the names of Hurst's wife and daughter. He went into a Costa and ordered a cappuccino, and sipped it at a seat by the window as he pondered who to call next. He decided on Darren Keeley, a sergeant with B Squadron, which was currently tasked with squadron training, basically bringing new recruits up to speed and making sure that the veterans didn't lose their edge. Gannon phoned the sergeant and explained that he needed him to pay a visit to the Hurst house.
"I'm pretty sure that he's not there, but his wife and kids should be," he said,
keeping his voice down so as not to be overheard.
"Can you pretend you're with family support, just checking that Hurst is adapting well to Civvy Street?"
"Sounds like you suspect he isn't, boss," said Keeley.
"There's a suggestion that he's up to no good," said the Major,
reluctant to go into details, even though he trusted Keeley with his life.
"See if you can find out where he's working, who he's been hanging out with, how he's been behaving, but softly, softly. Make it appear to be a regular welfare visit."
"When do you need this doing, boss?" asked Keeley.
"Soon as," said the Major.
He heard a flurry of gunshots and figured that Keeley was probably putting a team through their paces in the Killing House, the SAS's training facility for hostage rescue scenarios.
"Where's the house?"
Gannon gave him the address of the Hurst home, a 15-minute drive from the SAS's Creedon Hill barracks, and the names of Hurst's wife and daughter.
"I'll get back to ASAP, boss," Keeley promised.